们一起来同心合意来追求来认识你。
Us to seek with you with one hearted.
让我们也来明白你的心意，明白你的爱，继续的把你的名宣扬。
Help us to continue to know more of you, more of your love, so that we can proclaim your names in the nations.
Hallelujah, 主啊，是的，主，我们再次把下面的时间交在你的手上，愿你和我们同在。
Once again, we dedicate the following time to you, Lord. May your presence be with us.
主啊，愿你来百分之百这里，在这里掌权。
May you have a 100% lordship over us, Lord.
主啊，愿你的灵大大的来运行，你来触摸每一个弟兄姐妹。
May your spirit touch each one of us today.
你来医治，你来建造。
Come and heal us.And build us up.
主啊，你来教导，你来扶持。
Sustain us and teach us.
Hallelujah, 我们感谢你，赞美你。
Hallelujah, we praise you, thank you, Lord.
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们今天再次在 Zoom 上面再见。
Once again, we meet through Zoom today.
最近弟兄姐妹中间有很多很多的见证。
Lately, we have a lot of testimonies among our brothers and sisters.
希望有一些我们会安排，有一些呢，希望大家即兴的来参与，来讲出来，彼此造就。
So, we will arrange, for our brothers and sisters to share so that we can build each other up.
那每一次我们希望呢，就是讲完道之后，有一些时间让大家来参与。所以也鼓励大家积极的来参与。
So our hope is that after each sermons, we encourage brother and sister to share what's in your heart to participate, so that we can build each other's up.
那今天呢，我们继续来讲这个小型的聚集这样一个力量。
Today we continue to focus on talking about how small gatherings can create.They have good, great impact.
我觉得，这样一个题目对现在来说正是一个 Rhema word， 是非常非常的重要。
So I believe it's a Rhema word to our current situation because it's very important.
而且最近几周里面也有不断的一些小型的聚集里面都有很多的美好的事情在发生。
So recently, in a lot of small gatherings, we have seen things that are happening.
就在印证我们所领受的。
It also corresponds to what we have received from the Lord.
那我们再次的翻到马太福音第十八章。
So once again, we turn to Matthew chapter 18.
我们看这一段熟悉的经文，就说十八节到二十节。
Once again, we'll read from this verse, Matthew chapter 18.Verse 19 to 20.
那我们从十九节吧。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，哪里就有我在他们的中间。
So again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them.
那当我们再次讲这样一个经文、这样一个主题的时候，那弟兄姐妹说：“哎呀，这个经文我都能背出来了，还有什么好讲、好听的呢？”
So when we talk about the same topic again, a lot of people may say that, "Oh, I already know this verse, and I can't even recite this verse."
那问题不在于我们熟悉不熟悉，而是我们的信心多大，我们的心里面真信到什么程度，而且我们心动到什么程度，这才是关键。
So it's not about how familiar this verse to you, but rather than how much you believe in this verse and where your faith level is.
或者你真的能够心动，把这些话能够在你的脚上面来走出来，手上面行出来，这是最关键。
The most important thing is whether you can exercise this verse as if you are trying out your hand and your feet, you know, like actually living in this verse.
那上次我们讲到呢，就是说这个有两三个人同心合意祷告，天父必要成全，他要成全，要有这样的信心。
So last time we talked about when two of you, two or three of you, when you come together in His name, He will come and be accomplished.
那另外呢，讲到奉耶稣的名聚集的时候呢，主就同在，这是他的应许。
And also, He mentioned about when you gather together in His name, He will be with you.
那这里讲到呢，就是他必同在。
So He says He will be with them.
就是你相信他这里讲的，就是说他必成全吗？当有两个人同心合意祷告，他必成全，你相信吗
？So do you actually believe that when he says when two of you on earth agree that he will be done for you by his Father on heaven? Do you actually believe that?
那如果有两三个人奉耶稣的名聚集的时候，你相信他和你同在吗
？Do you actually believe that he is with you when two or three of you gather together in his name?
那我们知道有的人信心很大，每一次这个耶稣名他相信神的同在，那有的人信心会小一些，其实这个问题也不大。
So some people may have a great faith, they believe that whenever they pray, the presence of Jesus will be with them. But for some people, they may not be as, has that great faith, but it doesn't really matter.
那耶稣今天知道我们的信心小。所以我们需要教会，所以需要他的圣灵来不断的在这条路上来鼓励我们。
Because Jesus knew that how our faith is, that's why he is here to encourage us.
就像当时的使徒在跟随他的时候呢，就是他们赶不出去鬼，就来到耶稣的跟前，耶稣就把鬼赶出去。他们就问耶稣：“我们为什么赶不出去？”
Just like when the disciples couldn't cast out the demons out of the people, so they came to Jesus and asked him, "How come we cannot cast out these demons?"
耶稣就很简单的告诉他们，因为你们的信心小。
So simply, he just said, Jesus just replied, because he didn't have faith.
那你们的信心小呢？就是信心小，但是呢，这并不要紧。为什么？因为耶稣和他们同在。
So, if you don't have faith, it doesn't really matter because the most important thing is that Jesus will be with you.
圣经讲呢，耶稣是我们信心的创始成终者，他必然会来，像一个好牧人一样，不断来带领我们，来加增锻炼我们的信心。
Bible says, Jesus is the author and the finisher of faith, so we have to be led by him.
就像我们的孩子们，今天你看到他将来可能成为一个外科大夫，他今天并不是一个外科大夫，但是这不要紧。
So for example, if your children, if your child is going to be a doctor in the future, even though he's not a doctor yet, it doesn't really matter.
因为有父母的爱、父母的资源，还有这社会的资源呢，会来帮助他走向他的目标。
So because he has the resources that his parents are going to provide and also the education going to provide, he is going to walk the path to become a doctor.
所以不要因着我们的信心小呢来弄断我们自己，来定罪我们自己。我们知道撒旦的名字叫做控告者，不要控告我们自己，这非常重要。
So you have to know that another name for Satan is the accuser, so do not let him accuse you of anything.
所以当有一个人他的信心很大，你可见到他信心很小，你不要跟他做比较，你要清楚的知道你是神的儿女，他也是神的儿女，他对你的爱和对他的爱是一样的。
So when you see someone that has a greater faith and you have just a little faith,you don't really need to compare yourself with him because we are all children of God.
你可以向他学习，你可以来羡慕，但是呢，不要去比较。
So you can learn from this person if he has a greater faith, but do not compare yourself. You know, like to compare yourself with him.
但是呢，还是要继续的来，按照神所给你的信心，继续的做你当做的事情。
So just do the things asked by Jesus and according to your own faith level.
这就是在神里面一个家里面的那个爱里面的一个自由，这非常重要，要接纳我们的孩子在我们一个健康的家庭里面呢，他们可以来玩耍，他们做什么事情都很自由。
That's why we need to have this freedom, you know, accepting each other in the kingdom of God, just like in a family setting, you accept who your children are.
在世人的眼里面，可能你孩子做的很多事情都是很有用，这个词叫做 stupid things.
So it may seem that your children are doing stupid things in other people's eyes.
但是在父母的眼里面，爱他的父母的眼里面，这一切都是一个成长的过程，是非常美好。
But in the eyes of our parents who love our children, we see them as a process of growing.
所以今天我们的信心呢，不管多大多小，我们知道父爱我们。
So no matter where your faith levels are, you have to know that our Father in heaven loves you.
所以我们不管是信心大信心小，就是要按照神的话来做，做再说。
So no matter you have great faith or small faith, just do whatever God has asked you to do.
那这里讲到呢，就是以耶稣的名来聚集，耶稣的名来祷告，我们就以耶稣的名来祷告。
It says gather in his name, in Jesus' name, then we gather in Jesus' name.
那我第一个呢，今天要强调的就是我们要以耶稣的名来祷告。
So today, first of all, I want to emphasize we need to gather in Jesus' name.
那耶稣从来没有讲过，如果你的信心大，你就可以祷告；信心小，就少祷告。没有这样讲，他说以耶稣的名来祷告，是因为他的名，因为他的名有力量。
So Jesus never said because you have great faith, then you pray. No, he never said that. He just said you pray in my name.
那所以当我们以耶稣的名祷告的时候呢，神就和我们同在，他就要来造就做好做这一切。
So when you pray in his name, he is going to be with you and he is going to accomplish what you are asking for.
当然也感谢神，神把一些信心大的人，我们的前辈们呢，放在我们的周围来鼓励我们。
So we praise the Lord that God has placed many forerunners ahead of us to be among us to help us to grow in faith.
那所以我们中间呢，这个见证啊，就是非常的重要。我们老一辈的见证，年轻一辈的见证，加在一起，让我们的信心天天都在增长。
So that's why it's very important to share your testimonies, the testimony from our elders and testimony from our young brothers and sisters, because these testimonies will build us up.
那我也今天来讲几个我的见证，就是说来鼓励大家。
So I want to share some of my stories to encourage you.
大概在十多年前的时候，有一个弟兄姐妹，就是说他们因着婚姻上的一些问题呢，就分开住了。这个男的呢，就住在我的楼下。
So about more than 10 years ago, a couple.Who have a family, some problems with their marriage, so they were separated, and then the husband was living under my roof.
那我就下去跟他一起来祷告。
So I went down to pray with him.
祷告的时候呢，他说：“我相信祷告可以改变我自己，但是我不相信我祷告会是神会改变我太太。”
And he said, I believe that when I pray, God is going to change me, but I do not believe that when I pray, God is going to change my wife.
那我非常理解他这样一个信心的程度。
And I totally understand that, why he was saying that.
那他的信心当时就在这个水平。
So that's where his faith level was.
他更多的在想到这个我祷告的时候呢，我的意念什么呢？帮助我自己思想上的一种变化。他没有真正的知道神有一个超然的能力，是超越时空的。
So he believed that when he prayed, he can meditate and maybe change his own mindset, but he didn't believe that this God is beyond the dimensions, you know, beyond anything.
但是长话短说，我说我们就在一起祷告，神会听我们的祷告。
So to make the story short, I told him that let's pray in his name. Just pray.
那我们会时不时的在一起祷告。那后来呢？长话短说，后来他的家庭就完全的和好。
So we pray a lot of times, but to make a story short, after a while, they got back together.
现在他们的家庭非常好。
And now they have a great family together.
那就说这是一个我跟一个信主的弟兄在一起祷告，但是他的信心呢，当时就是那一个状况。
This is an example of how we pray, how I pray with this brother. So that was his faith level at that time.
但是呢，我们用耶稣的名祷告，两个人同心合意祷告呢，事情就成就。
When I pray in unity, and in Jesus' name, things was accomplished.
当然，有的人说我祷告很长时间还没成就。事实上，神要成就还是需要时间的。
So a lot of people say that how come I pray for a long time and still things didn't happen? And indeed, a lot of times we need times for God to accomplish things.
所以有时候我们跟不信主的人在一起祷告，只要他愿意祷告，耶稣说以耶稣的名祷告，他就同在。
So if you pray with an unbeliever, but if he agrees to a prayer in his name, Jesus promises that he will be with you.
只要他愿意跟你一起祷告，神特别的祝福一个愿意的心、渴慕的心。
As long as you're willing to pray in His name, God really honors a heart that honor this heart of praying in His name.
那记得在圣经里面记载一个血漏的妇人，她其实不是以色列人，不是神的儿女，是一个迦南妇人。但是呢，他追着耶稣呢，摸耶稣的衣裳，能力就进到他的里面，就治好了他的病。
Remember the story about the bleeding woman? So he was not an Israelite, he was from Canaan. So, but because he believed and he wanted to hold on to the edge of Jesus' cloth, he was healed.
那耶稣说：“谁摸我？”
And Jesus asked, "Who touched me?"
那他的门徒说：“这么多人拥挤你，那谁都在摸你，谁摸你啊？”
So the disciple said, "There's a huge amount of people here, so everybody is touching you. So who touched you?"
他说：“不是的，因为有能力从我的身上流出来。”
And he said, "No, power came out of me when this woman touched me."
那因为这个，虽然他不是神的儿女，因着他的一种渴慕。因着他这样一个简单的信心呢，神的能力就要流淌。
Even though this woman is not a child of God, but because he has this longing to be healed, and when he hold on to Jesus, she was able to be healed.
那所以就是说，当有不信主的人跟我们在一起，这也是一个传福音的机会。有时候有的人渴慕的好，抓住那一个机会，以耶稣的名来祷告。
So that's a way to evangelize. So when some people didn't believe, but they are willing to pray in Jesus' name, so it will be a way for them to be saved.
我上次也做过我一个房客的见证，就是说她也不信主，但是我跟她的丈夫离开她，我就跟她祷告，她丈夫现在就回来了。
So a story I probably have shared last time. So I have a tenant that she was separated from her husband. So I prayed with her even though she wasn't a believer. So after a while, her husband came back.
那我自己有很多这种的见证，一个一个的见证，非常非常的多。那今天就分享这一两个。
So I have a lot of testimony like that, but I'm just going to share these two today.
有时候我们不知道一个人他心是开放的还是不开放的，我们不知道。
So a long time we wouldn't be able to know whether a person's heart is open or not.
但是我们可以找机会说给他做见证，我为什么信主，我能不能为你祝福。
So we can find opportunities to share about your stories and also ask them whether they want to be blessed.
这些就是说我们要来克服心理上的一个障碍呢，我们愿意耶稣的名，相信耶稣的名，带着能力要祝福别人。
So this is how we overcome a lot of our mentalities, so that we will bring the blessing of Jesus Christ to our person's life.
有时候仇敌会借着各样的环境呢，他为了阻碍基督徒以耶稣的名来做见证。
A lot of times the Satans will find a lot of excuses so that they can interrupt when Christians come and pray.
In Jesus' name. 就是说
In Jesus' name,
以耶稣的名做事情呢，好像你觉得有点羞耻，或者有点不好意思。
So when you pray in Jesus' name, you feel a little bit ashamed or uncomfortable in some ways.
因为这是撒旦的最重的目的，就是不要让人认识耶稣。
Because that's his ultimate goal is so that people will not come to know the name of Jesus.
所以我们脑子里要非常的清楚，因为耶稣的名会赐下生命，所以我们必须要用耶稣的名。
So you have to know clearly in your mind because there is a power when you bring down the name of Jesus.
现在好多的人就是在西方世界里面呢，把耶稣的名当成一个 cursing word， 就是拿来咒诅人的时候用 Jesus Christ。
So now in the Western world, a lot of times the name of Jesus became a curse. So when
撒旦来扭曲这个东西，其实是耶稣的名是来拿来祝福人。
So Satan has twisted the meaning of Jesus, the name of Jesus, because Jesus was here to bless us.
So you 按照神的话，你去来突破这样一个心理上的障碍。当我们去祝福别人的时候，你就发现事情会发生，这是非常非常值得。
So when you overcome your mindset to bless others in Jesus' name, you will see changes.
那即使别人说你是愚笨的人、宗教狂都没关系，因为对方受了祝福。
So even if people call you stupid or you know call your names doesn't matter because people will be blessed by the name of Jesus.
那事实上呢，很少你祝福他的时候，他会来反过来来骂你，不，很少很少。
Indeed, it's very rare that when you want to bless someone in his name, in Jesus' name, and he will come, the person will come and curse you. No, in very rare occasions it will happen.
就举个例子，有一次在堪萨斯，我在堪萨斯的时候，1999年，那时候我们一些同学在一起，还有一些朋友啊，就是在吃饭，有一个老太太坐在我的旁边，70-80岁。
So, in the 90s, I was in Kansas City. So once I was in a restaurant, is it a restaurant?
Just maybe a home, somebody's home.
Somebody's house and a lady in his older age, a senior lady was sitting next to me.
那我们聊聊聊，我就说我能不能为你祷告，我祝福你。
So after we talk, and then I ask her whether I can pray and bless her.
那后来我就为她祷告祝福完了以后，她都流泪了。她说从来没有人这样做过。
So after I prayed with her, she wept and she told me that never had anybody pray for her like that.
就是你祝福了她，真的很感动。是怎么没想到？就说可能他一辈子好多人70-80岁的人应该好多人来祝福他才对，他说好像我是第一个来祝福他。
So a woman in his old age 70s 80s, but it seems that maybe in his lifetime there should be someone came and pray and bless her, but no, she said I was the first person.
所以就说我们跟他在一起，他只要愿意我就耶稣的名来祷。
So when we're with someone, as long as that person is willing, then we will pray and bless in the name of Jesus.
这是跟不信主的人在一起，只要他愿意，我们祷告，神的能力就要领导。
So these are for the non-believers. As long as he's willing, then we will pray for the power of the Lord Jesus.
那这就是这里的经文讲的，以耶稣的名聚集的时候呢，他就和我们同在，他同在，大能的神同在就要做成事情。
So that's why it says, when you pray, two or three come together in my name, there am I with you. So the mighty name of Jesus will be with you.
那你在跟不信主的人在一起同祷告时都有能力，何况当你夫妻彼此相爱，家人弟兄姐妹彼此相爱，相爱的人同心合一祷告，那更有能力。
So if there is a power when you pray with an unbeliever, how much greater the power is when you pray with your loved ones, your family, your spouse, in the name of Jesus.
那当我们夫妻聚在一起的时候，有时候跟孩子们聚在一起的时候，你祷告的时候，你要知道要成就多大的事情。
Imagine that when you pray with your wife, pray with your children, just imagine what great things will be accomplished in His name.
那当我自己回头看我自己家庭的时候，我们夫妻俩信主跟随主了，我们看到我们两个家族的人一个一个全信主，全受祝福。
So when I look back with my marriage with Susan, so all these years when we prayed together and one by one our family members, one by one they all became believers.
就说我们就是按照神的话语去做，以耶稣的名来聚集，以耶稣的名来祷告。
Because we did what the Bible says, gather in His name, in Jesus' name, and pray in Jesus' name.
那第二个呢，我们也讲到，就是说同心合意非常的重要。
The second thing I want to share that it's very important to have a unity in mind.
同心合意非常的重要，但是好多时候也觉得比较难。
To be united it seems very hard.
但是上次我们讲到这个约瑟和他弟兄的这个故事，就是说神。会就是说做成这样的合意，只要我们愿意。
So、last time we shared about Joseph and his brothers. What we say is that if as long as we are willing, God is able to accomplish the unity in us.
但是呢，神要我们要成为一个第一个愿意来担当的人，愿意来宽恕的人，愿意来这个突破口的人。
God wants us to be the first person.To stand in the gap, to become the person to bear each other's burden.
就像犹大一样，他愿意来担当，愿意来自己甚至来变成一个奴仆，为了他的弟兄要得自由，
That's what Judah did. So he was willing to replace himself as a slave.
我们好多都在等待这样的人出现，我们愿意不愿意成为这样一个人？
A lot of time we're waiting for someone like that to have to be in our lives. But are you willing to become the first person to be like that?
我们好多时候在看电影的时候，看到这样的人非常的感慨，太棒了！世界上有这样的伟大的人，愿意担当的人。太棒了，我们刚看。
A lot of time when we watch movies and when we see someone like that in the movies, we will say, "Oh, how great is that? Someone are willing to sacrifice themselves." We will
睁开眼睛看看当今的世界呢，又发现找不见这样的人。
When you open your eyes and to see the current situation, you find no one wants to be like that.
其实呢，神说你就是，你可以。
God said, "You are the one. You can be the one."
那真的可以，你真的可以。为什么？因为耶稣已经在你的里面。
Indeed, you can, because Jesus said you can.
那所以要从我们开始成为一个能够担当的人。
So we need to start from ourselves to become someone who can bear each other's burden.
别人不要祷告，你就祷告。
If someone doesn't want to pray, then you pray.
别人不要跟你在一起祷告，你就说神啊，你差派人跟我一起祷告。
If the person doesn't want to pray with you, then you ask the Lord to send someone who can pray with you.
那我们也要成为像这个约瑟那样，成为愿意宽恕的人，能够去宽恕他。
We want to be just like Joseph, a person who are willing to forgive others.
能够担当、能够宽恕的时候，人会。聚在我们的周围。
So if you can bear others' burden and you are willing to forgive others, people will be gathered around you.
还有我们能够成为突破口的人，就是开始为人代祷。代祷的时候，神的灵就在别人的心里面动工，有可能在别的地方做成合一的工作。
Also become the person who can stand in the gap.
那所以呢，我们不要称为那个抱怨的人，我们要称为那一个自己起来带领的人。什么叫带领的人？自己开始祷告的人。
So not become the grumblers, but start from yourself to rise up and start to pray.
啊，你的先生不跟你祷告，你找你的儿子祷告。
If your husband doesn't want to pray with you, then go and ask your son.
你发现你的儿子就可以跟你祷告，两个人在一起，同心合意。
Or you may find that your son is willing to pray, then you have two persons praying in his name, two people praying in his name.
但两个人开始祷告的时候，家庭的气氛就开始改变。
So when two people are willing to pray together, then the atmosphere in your family is going to change.
当然我们祷告的时候呢，真的要用神的话语来祝福啊，要来祝福的时候呢，那个神的灵就开始工作。
When you pray, bless each other in Jesus' name, then things will start to shift.
那我们夫妻能在一起祷告，那就是非常 powerful.
So when a couple can pray in his name, it's a great blessing.
或者我们旁边一个邻居，你知道他是信主的，愿意祷告，好，我们一起祷告。
So if you have a neighbor who is also a believer, if he willing to pray with you, then good, great, pray together.
祷告的时候，事情就发生。
So when you pray, things will change.
好多时候我们说，哎呀，好多人说经历很多的神迹奇事啊，神在向他讲话，我怎么没有经历到呢？
So you may say, how come a lot of people said that they've been experiencing a lot of miracles and God is talking to him? How come I have never experienced anything like that?
其实非常的简单，当你按照神的话语去做事情的时候呢，神就和你同在，他高兴的时候呢，那事情做成了，他也会向你讲话，这是必然的事情。
So very simple, as long as you do whatever is in Jesus' heart. So in his time, he's going to accomplish and he's going to talk to you.
我们在读神学的时候碰到一些同学，他们在这个好多地方在这个第一线建立教会。他说当他们在传福音的时候呢，圣灵的那个恩膏啊很强，那个 word of knowledge 就是知识的言语，看到异象啊祷告的时候，那个事情就都在发生。就很简单，就是因为水在流，当你流动的时候呢，事情就发生了。
So when I was in theology school, in Bible college, so there are some students are foreigners are building church planting building churches. So when they pray, when they evangelize, the word of wisdom flows because it's just like a living water that flows. So things will start happening.
所以我们按照神的心意聚集的时候呢，即使我们在一起祷告呢，也不要单单为自己祷告，啊，也要就是先求他的国和他的义，其他的都会加给我。
So when you pray in His name, do not just ask for the things that is in your heart, but also pray that so seek His kingdom and His glory first, so that He will do things for you.
那有时候我们只为我们自己事情祷告的时候，祷告声早就听见了，所以他为什么不讲话呢？他早就听见了，他也一直重复的话有点像我们说最讨厌的那个老人家了，对不对？神不是我们最讨厌的老人家，天天讲同样的话。
So if you only ask for the things that you want and repeatedly pray about that, so he will probably not talking to you a lot because he already heard it. He already heard your prayers. And you know, like sometimes when seniors, they repeat the same thing and same thing again, it becomes quite irritating for people to the listeners. So please don't be like that.
那就是说你想嘛，就是当我们如果直视为同一个事情，主啊，你祝福我的经济，祝福我的经济，祝福我的经济，祝福我的儿女，祝福我的儿女，祝福我的儿女。
So if you pray the same thing over and over again, or Lord bless my, my finance, Lord bless my finance, Lord bless my finance, Lord bless my children, Lord bless my children, Lord bless my children.
So God already 声音已经听见了，他已经在预备一份很好的工作给你，但是呢，这个工作可能在前面五年之内来发生。你再祷告，他也要五年的时间才发生。
So Lord already heard your prayers. Maybe He plans to give you a job in 5 years time. So if you pray again and again and again, still it will only happen after 5 years.
所以就说，好多时候我们为什么重复同样的祷告，那经历不到神的神不是一个喋喋不休的老妇人啊，成天就是跟你唠叨唠叨唠叨。
So that's why when you pray the same thing over and over again, God is not like a old woman, like, you know, saying things repeated again and again.
对不起，我并对对老妇人没有任何的偏见，就是就是用这个比喻。
Sorry, I'm just using it as a parable. I have no discrimination against older women.
对。但是呢，当我们要去祝福一个人，特别是不信主的人，或者是有需要的人的时候呢，因为神非常的爱他，神爱他，所以神就说非常高兴，说我的仆人愿意去，太好了，我要去做事了，跟他一起去做事了。
But when you pray with an unbeliever, and God is so pleased because He said, "Oh, great! Now my servant is willing to do the work, so I will be with them."
所以呢，当你做事情的时候，神就和你同在，神迹奇事发生。为什么？很简单，因为神爱那个人。
So that's why you start to see things that are moving, are shifting, because God loves that person. God wants to bless that person.
所以神就借着圣灵跟你讲话，看到异象，神迹奇事发生，疫病赶鬼都发生。
So that's why God is going to bring miracles, healing powers, and word of wisdom, everything to you, so that you can build that person up.
那深爱他，所以这些事情发生。反过来呢，你的信心就得以建造。
So because God loves that person, that's why you receive all this. At the same time, you also build your own faith up as well.
有时候你说：“哎呦，神啊，为什么我在为他祷告的时候，你就这么多的事情发生，为我自己祷告好像没什么事情发生呢。
Sometimes you may ask, how come I pray for this person and things are still happening? How come I pray for myself and nothing happened?
可能神说，你看看我给你的已经太多了。
Maybe God said, I already gave you a lot, more than enough.
你还要什么？再要的多的话，就出问题了。
What else do you want? If you ask more, then may not be good for you.
你还要十栋房子、十辆车吗
？So do you want camel houses, camel cars?
或者再要十个孩子吗
？Maybe 10 more children.
那你要什么呢
？What else do you want?
你要更多的吃的、更多的穿的吗
？More food, more clothing.
那你要两个身体吗？难道？一个身体就够了，健康的身体就够了。
You want two bodies? One body, one healthy body is good enough for you.
所以呢，就是说，当我们去这个出去来祝福别人的时候，你就发现这些事情都要经历。
So that's why when you go out and bless others, and you will experience all these things.
所以你要寻找能够一起祷告的人。
That's why you have to go seek for people who can pray together with you.
或者是愿意接受祷告的人。
Or you can say that you need to go and find the people who are willing to accept prayers.
但是你如果真的寻找到同心合一的人呢，那真的找到了金子银子了。
If you find someone who can pray with you, in unity, it's just like you have found treasures.
我们讲到就是说这个真正的这一个同心合意呢，那是神所非常喜悦的。
Because God is so pleased when you pray in unity.
所以在这个诗篇133篇讲呢，就是说弟兄和睦同居是何等的上，何等的美，就像黑蒙的冈落啊，就是贵重的膏油流到亚伦的胡须，流到他的衣襟。
So just like Psalm 138 have said, how great is that when brothers live in harmonies. So it's just like the Haman, the Salom, just like the dews from the mount of Haman, and just like the oil that falling from your head to your whiskers. I'm not sorry.
他就说那个后面讲的呢，就是那里就有命定的福，就是永远的生命。
So it says that there is a blessings, ordained blessings for you.
所以在以弗所书第四章第三节讲，他说你们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
That's why in Ephesians it says you have to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit.
就是说圣灵赐的这个合而为的就是何其的重要何其的宝贵。
So, meaning that the unity of the spirit is so, so important.
这也是撒旦不想看到的。
And that is also something that, the Satan doesn't want to see.
那所以呢撒旦好多时候来欺骗我们来迷惑我们就是说哎呀合一很不容易啊。这样那样的事情在我们的意念里面那其实合一并不难。
So that's why the Satan likes to trick us into thinking that it's very hard to be in unity. But indeed, to be united is not hard at all.
那就是要抓住相信神的话语合一从宽恕开始也不要计较别人的问题不要计较别人的过错。
Just believe in the word of God. Unity start with forgiveness. Do not keep account of other people's fault.
曾经对你试过信的人，你重新的在主里面来信他，迎着主之远，信主而来接纳他。
So if someone has betrayed you in the past, but trust him again in the name of Jesus.
是迎着信主来接待他。
Because in the 信主来接他是这么意思。
Because we trust the Lord, in the Lord.
Okay.
那所以就是从宽恕开始，就是说以后就是一个观念的一个改变。
So it starts with forgiveness, and after that, it will be a shift in the mindset.
所以好多时候，神只要我们做一些小小的事情，做的不是说是很大的事情，很重的事情，做不了的事情。这种合意就是神要我们做一些小小的事情，但是呢，撒旦一直要来扭曲这一个观念，把它看的就是说这个东西太难。
So these are all very small things, easy things, but a lot of times Satan twists it so that you believe it's a very hard thing to accomplish, when you try to get into unity with someone else. It's actually start with a forgiveness.
所以。就说神的话语在我们的里面真的让它来起作用的时候呢神和我们同在事情变得多简单。
So when the word of God inside of you, it will start to make things change, make things happen.
那就是西安教会过去几十年做这个教会中间合一的工作看起来还是一个辛苦的事情为什么会变得辛苦呢
So in the past, Church of Zion has been doing reconciliations between churches. So it seems to be a very hard thing. How come it seems to be a very hard thing at first?
因为好多的教会的领袖呢，学了很多神学的知识，或者被人伤害以后呢，有非常坚固的营垒，就是不宽恕，不接纳。
So because a lot of the leaders in these churches,They have a lot of knowledge, theology knowledge, but they couldn't, because they have been hurt in the past, they couldn't forgive others.
或者说就是先信他们宗教的信条多过先信神的话语。
Or in other words, they believe in the custom of their church, more than they believe in the word of God.
那你回顾过去的好多年就是说赵牧师啊戴牧师他们做的一些事情并不是做很辛苦的工作而是要传递这样一个信息呢要让别人相信神的话。
So you will see that in the past many years when Pastor Gideon and Pastor Damien, they are not doing a very hard work, they're just trying to let people believe in the word of God.
那这里面当然也要付上代价这里面要付上代价。
Of course, there are price to be paid.
那这个代价就是说，我们在这种对神的顺服呢，带下神的同在，神的同在里面，人的心呢，撒旦的营垒会拆除。
So after the price has been paid, you will see that the strongholds in people's mind, in their heart will be destroyed.
那拆除了以后，你有人家发现其实很简单，为什么给那个隔壁那个教会的那个弟兄一个拥抱那么难吗？不难。
So after the strongholds has been destroyed, they will find it's actually quite easy to hug your brothers next to you. It wasn't that hard at all. Just give a hug, an embrace.
那为什么过去那么难呢？
How come it was so hard in the past?
因为没有相信神的话，是听信了撒旦的话。
Because they didn't believe in the word of God, but instead they believed in the word of the Satan.
所以我们回到神的话语里面，就是来相信神的话。
That's why we come back to the word of God, to believe in the words of God.
真的是。所以我们来为这个同心合意来祷告，我们特别我们家里面的人要同心合意，教会的弟兄姐妹要同心合意。
So we need to pray for the unities in our, especially in our family, in our brothers and sisters.
所以在约翰福音十七章就特别的耶稣讲到了，说他的祷告最后一个祷告就是要让我们来同心合意，要让我们来合意。
So in the book of John chapter 17, in the last prayers of Jesus, is to ask for the unities in our brothers.
在二十到十七章二十到二十三节里面讲到呢，当我们合当他们合一的时候呢，世人就相信父差派了耶稣来。
So in chapter 17, verse
23.
So when you pray, people will know that you have,
when you are in unity.
When are in unity, yeah.
我不当因为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，是他们都合二为一，正如你父在我里面。我在你里面，是他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
So my prayer is not for them alone, but I also pray for those who believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I'm in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
就是这个合一会带下多大的一个属灵的权柄。
Just imagine what authority that unity can bring.
这多大的一个见证。
So what a great testimony is going to bring.
当我们合一的时候，世人就认得父差派了耶稣来。
So when you are in unity, the world can recognize that God has sent Jesus.
也就是说，当我们合一的时候，其实什么事情都不做，人都觉着，哎，你们中间有耶稣。
So in the simple words, when you, even if you don't do anything, as long as in unity, God, people can recognize that Jesus is among you.
所以今天我们如果总结今天讲的呢，第一个鼓励大家以耶稣的名义要来祷告。
So to summarize what we said today, so first is to pray in Jesus' name.
第二个，你要寻找那些能够和你一起祷告的人，要创造同心合意祷告的机会。
Second of all, find someone who can pray in unity with you.
那第三个呢，就是说呢，同心合意的这样一个这样一种生活方式呢，这是值得付上代价的，这就是一种得胜，要珍惜，要戒律保守。
So, last thing to mention is that, to have this kind of prayers in unity is something that, worthy of you when you sacrifice.
Yeah, worthy of sacrifice.
Yeah, worthy of sacrifice.
很大的得胜会临到。
Because great victories is going to come.
我们感谢主，感谢主这个我先讲到这里，我相信弟兄姐妹有很多的见证或者问题。
So I will stop here. So I believe a lot of people have questions or may have testimonies like that. So we will open our the mic to people who want to share.
好，我们先做一个祷告，我们就把时间交给大家。
So we'll pray and we'll yeah give the time to add yours.
Hallelujah, 主啊，你的话语立定在天。
Hallelujah, your words establish the heaven and the earth.
你说天地要废去，你的话却不会废去。
You said the heaven and earth will be gone, but your words will stand firm forever.
今天在马太福音十八章，你讲的这一个话，两三个人聚集在一起，耶稣名祷告的话。要立定在天，也要立定在地。
So this verse in Matthew 18, verse 19 to 20, when it says, when two or three get in your name, you will be with us and you will be done for you, for us by my Father in heaven. So this premise will be established in heaven or also on earth.
主啊，你就把这样的信心放在我们的里面，让这个话语变成活的。
So give us the faith so that this verse come to life in us.
我们能够以你的名祷告，能够去，能够来同心合意。
So that we can pray in your name and we can pray in unity.
能够去担当，能够去宽恕。
So that we can bear each other's burden, so we can pray, we can forgive others.
不能合一的地方，我们要带下合一。
So in the places that when there is no unity, we will bring down unity.
在这个黑暗中要带下你的同在。
So in the darkness, we'll bring down your presence.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，有勇才一棒的见证人围绕着我们。
Lord, we praise you. We have a testimony like a cloud that surrounds us.
让我们的信心不断不断的在加增。
So that our faith will grow and grow.
让每一个人都要来经历你。
So may every one of us will experience you.
让我们把下面的时间也交在你的手上。
Lord, we also dedicate our following time to you, Lord.
让弟兄姐妹的见证、问题，或所有的思想的火花，都成为彼此的鼓励。
So may any questions or any comments or any testimonies.Become an encouragement to all of us.
愿你的圣灵继续来运行。
May your Holy Spirit continue to move in us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.